Thanks, Hamilton, and good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, this really did come about because I'd been having some conversations with a range of people who are important in this area, who are keen on progressing this agenda over the last few months, saying, have we lost momentum? It was the question we were asking ourselves, you know, have we just been talking to each other and saying those who are keen on it? So we're all keen, and there's a lot of really keen individuals who are progressing and making sure we push this agenda forward. But how are we going influencing everyone else outside our sphere and making this go? How can we make sure this agenda continues as something really important? So it was following those conversations and being a sponsor of this series, and I said to Hamilton, I said, we really should have a conversation around this and making sure we are doing what we can do about keeping momentum going. So that's how this started, and I'm really glad this has come together, and I'm really interested to hear what we can come and bring out of today. I should say just before I go on that everything I say is a personal view of mine. While being a public servant, nothing I say represents necessarily the view of the government. I have not asked them their view about this issue, so anything is a personal view of mine. So really then, how do we get about setting, make sure a systemic approach is taken to make sure that we get this done? I mean, I hope progress hasn't slowed. I hope I'm wrong, but the conversations I was having suggested I have. So I know I'm very proud of the work I've done in Treasury in creating gender equality at our executive levels, removing gender pay gap, and getting on with the things that I think are really important. I don't do them from ideology, I do them because they're good for my organisation. I know that doing those things mean we get better outcomes for my organisation, which means we get better outcomes for South Australia. And that's why also we sponsor this series, because I know this is an economic debate. It's about making sure we get better outcomes. The evidence is completely obvious on all of this. That's what gets us better results, so we continue to do that. So it's really then about how do we keep this debate going? So one of the things when I was talking to people and I was asking them, why do I feel like this debate has slowed a bit and why do others feel like this debate has slowed? And quite surprising to me, one of the answers to that was perhaps it's the Me Too debate and the same-sex marriage debate, that these things have taken up some of the gender space in terms of the discussions that I had with people. That wasn't to say those issues are not important. Of course, they're critically important. They're really important social issues, both of them, to make sure that we solve those issues associated with the Me Too debate and make sure people are respected and treated appropriately in all the things they do. And also with same-sex marriage, that issue now having resolved in the Parliament. It's really important, but have those things kind of taken the debate away from gender equality, where it was 5 years ago, and saying, now how do we continue to push ahead? In which case, now how do we get back onto this gender equality and say, these aren't different issues, they're not instead of each other, we need to keep this on the agenda as well as those issues. And because this is a social issue, but also because gender equality and gender pay is an economic issue. So from my perspective, it's really important that we help, therefore, drive the economy. So well, there we say, OK, so what is the push? What are the things that keep us going and can get the momentum happening for gender equality? You know, where's the high-profile discussion around these things? How do we get that happening? Where's that call to arms to say what it is that we do? You know, one version of this is maybe it's like social responsibility charters. 10 years ago, they were a bit all the rage. How does social responsibility, are companies doing things for the environment, environmental issues, which are really important? And perhaps these were things which we talk about in growth times. With the mining boom going off, these things became harder to talk about as economic drivers as everyone reverted back to just getting on with core business. We need to understand this is part of core business and achieving gender equality. So that always takes me to think, right, what are the choices? What are the actions that we can do about this? And there are always two motivators for people when you want to talk about progressing an agenda. Intrinsic motivations, that is people doing things because they want to, and then, of course, those external incentives that you can bring to any agenda. So far, I think this debate has largely been around those intrinsic motivations. It's the people who get it, really keen, know that this stuff makes a difference, and therefore get on to make a difference and make this really important and make changes inside their organisations. There are plenty of good stories, and you'll hear more today, no doubt, about people who have done great things inside their organisations, and the Chiefs of Gender Equity have done the same thing. They talk about the things they've done to make a difference, and we therefore set about persuading other organisations to come together and say, yes, these are important things that we need to deliver. And it's really important that we get about doing that. So that's educating, encouraging people, making them understand that these are important issues to deliver. And there's been plenty of that going on. That needs to continue. We have to continue to do that. These events do that. and we need to make sure we talk widely about these things. Even though I'm the head of Treasury, I do more speeches on this topic than I ever do on the economy and on the budget. I actually quite like that. This is a topic I enjoy speaking about, and it's something that I can go to businesses and talk about. Even when I go and talk about the economy and I go and talk about the budget, I make sure I talk about some gender equality issues as well, because it's important we continue to expand the number of people we talk to about this and make sure it stays on people's agenda. So we've been doing plenty of that, and we've been doing lots of reporting. And the Workplace Gender Equality Agency in Canberra, it's great because it now has an excellent reporting regime. We can see how companies are doing and seeing what a difference we're making. This is all really good. And you say, OK, if this is working, we'll get there. But have we lost that momentum? Are we getting there quick enough? And if we're not getting there, doing encouraging with education, etc., what are the external forces we can bring onto people to say it's time to make another step change in the way we do it? So I'm not necessarily proposing any of these things today, but these are the types of things I think we need to start thinking about. If we're going to go the next step and say, let's create incentives for people to get on and create gender equality because we know it's good for the country, what are those sorts of things? The first one, and the one we started to do a little bit, is name and shame. And that's where the data comes in and the Gender Equality Agency, putting information out there for companies to say, if you are doing it, you get a tick. If you're not, you can see those companies that aren't progressing. That's the first step towards creating incentives. What comes next? For me, the next debate always ends in quotas. You know, what do we need to say, OK, it's time to start regulating? Where there are businesses out there that are subject to regulation, let's get them to say regulating. This is an important part. And not just for outcomes, but for risk and governance in businesses. To understand diversity of views means we get better risk, better governance. So we can bring in regulation. It's not my preferred preference ever to add red tape to any businesses. In fact, I would prefer the reverse. But at some point you say, is that an issue which we need to consider in this area? So beyond that, what comes next is incentives. Superannuation industry, for me, is another one that comes in, and you know, there are a range of... Well, in superannuation, there's $2.5 trillion worth of superannuation money just in Australia alone. And those businesses, therefore, have a lot of power where they invest and how they choose to invest that money. And they can choose, and there's been some discussions around this, about can they choose to invest their money with companies who have achieved gender equality so that they can make a difference in the way they go forward. Nothing like $2.5 trillion worth of incentive for businesses to think this is a good idea, and that will there. And they also have voting rights on boards, so that means they can make some real differences. Australian Super is an example of a superannuation company who has made a difference. So part of its investment decisions, it has four criteria in this area, and I'll read them. They are public commitment to diversity. If you've done that, they're more likely to invest with you. Diversity initiatives at an operational and board level, managerial or board level responsibility for diversity, and participation in diversity monitoring or audits. So they say if your company is interested in diversity, then they are more likely to invest with you as an entity. That creates some financial incentive for them to do it. I think those list of four is really good. I would add one though. I'd like a fifth one which said achieved gender diversity. Because those four things about are you trying to do things, it'd be really good if they added an extra one in there from my perspective to say if you've achieved gender equality and gender diversity, it's important therefore that they are more likely to invest in you. And perhaps the last idea for me, and as I continue down the spectrum of getting more radical, is to say, well, if the Commonwealth Government wants to create a financial incentive, there are some levers here. We have a Commonwealth Government who is interested in, at the moment, reducing company taxes. Amazing if they just reduced company tax a fraction more for those companies who achieve gender equality and say there's a financial difference for those companies. That, I think, would overnight fix this issue, full stop. There would be no more discussion about this. This issue would be resolved, the economy would be much better for it, and we can all move to, therefore, talk about other issues. I don't think we're quite at that point yet, but those are the kind of incentives which are out there if we want to think about the momentum. So I think that's where we get to, and that's what this discussion is about, and I'm really looking forward to hearing from the other speakers to say, where do we draw the line? Where are we at? Are we getting there with momentum? Is it a renewed push for education and continued discussion, or do we need to take some more of those direct actions of incentives to try and get companies along the path to help? Thank you.